We are learning Daf Zayin, today's Daf, and we're finishing up Daf Zayin. We're starting from the top of Daf Zayin on the base. The Gemara is in the middle of discussing a Shaila about Mei Reglayim of a Chamor. That was the Gemara's question, is that mutter to drink or not? So Zok the Gemara, the Ika Damri, a different version of this Gemara. On top of the Amma, the Ika Damri. Susim... The susim the gemal loikom bayalu. We don't have any question about meira glayim from a susim the gemal loikom bayalu. You know why I don't clear the shayla there? Loi shasu inchi. No one ever drinks that. It's disgusting. No one drinks it. Hikom bayalu the chamar. But a donkey's meira glayim, a donkey's urine, they do sometimes drink the shasu inchi. Miley arkaina. Some people drink it because it's good for a certain sickness called jaundice. It's good for that sickness. And therefore, the shayla is a mutter or not. So, the Gemara, obviously, it's not a sakana because it's a sakana, you're allowed to eat, trade for stuff. So, obviously, it's not a sakana. The question is, am I allowed to take, is a mutter to drink meira glayim from a chamar? My. Only Rav Sheshis, Tanisua, Yitzim and Atame, Tame, Yitzim and Atar, Tar. It says in our Mishnah that Yitzim and Atame is Tame, Yitzim and Atar is Tar. Vahainam and Tame cause it comes from a Tame, and therefore, it's Aser. And it comes that Rav Sheshis holds, even something that doesn't change in the guf. It's like water goes in, water goes out. According to Rav Sheshis Fidas Girsa, it's usr. It's usr to, if something goes through an animal, it becomes usr to eat or drink as long as it goes through the animal. That's what comes out through Rav Sheshis. Gemara's going to have a kash with that. Meisvet. Prima omud vash dvarim mutter. Why is honey of a bee mutter? So the Braita says, you know why? Because it brings it into its guf, it gets it from the flowers, and it doesn't excrete it from the guf, it just goes in through the guf, and it turns into honey, and comes out of the guf, comes out of the body. But there's no part of the body in that. Clearly in this Braita, that anything that doesn't change from the body, doesn't have a guf of the body in it, it's not called Yotze Ben Atame. So, according to Rav Sheshis, Meir Glaim's also. So, why is honey mutter? So, at the Gemara, you know, Rav Sheshis holds like someone else. Holds like Hudur Amakar of Yaakov. The Amar, that Duvsha is a Xeris Akhosha that is mutter. Duvsha Rachman is Shari. The Torah says that honey is mutter. What's the Bakar for that? By the way, the honey of Zavas Chalav Devash is not honey of bees. It's honey of tamarim, of dates. And therefore, don't bring a raya. That's why honey is mutter. Rav Yaakov says, the way you know that bees' honey is mutter is from this drosh and this following braisa, the Tanya. It says in the braisa, Yaakov Aimer, Ach ezeh toichlu mekol sheretz oif, the following things you could eat from sheretz oif, and the Gemara makes a dig, zeh at oichlu v'yat oichlu sheretz oif. But you can't eat sheretz oif tamei. You can this, you can eat, but sheretz oif tamei, you cannot eat. Break the mar, sheretz oif tamei, behedik, so that's the first apostle, you don't need a dig for that. El dig is like this, that the only thing you're not allowed to eat is sheretz oif tamei. But what comes out of it is mutter. El sheretz oif tamei yat oicha, but oicha masha oif tamei mashritz. What comes out of the oif tamei, that's mutter. Ve'ezeh zeh, what is that? The vash dvarim, that's honey from a bee. Yachol, maybe because it's drosha, yishin mater af dvash hagizim vatsurim. There's different type of grasshoppers that have honey. Maybe she mater that also. Amrit loy. No, that's not mutter. Ma rois. Why are you being mater honey from a bee's honey and not honey from these grasshoppers? The rabbi's dvarim, why are you being marba these bees' honey and not the gizim v'tzirin? Marba ni dvash dvarim, she'in lo shem v'vay. A marba dvash dvarim has no other name to it, just called dvash dvarim. And I'm answering dvash from these grasshoppers that have a shem levai, therefore it's called on a shem tuma. Had a shem tuma on it, therefore it's no good. So like upon it comes to Rav Sheshis, something that goes into Tamei and comes out is no good, not kosher. Dvash is special gerasa kosher. Command also the following braisa, it says, Hod etanya dvash ha-gizim ha-tzirim, tahar, it's tahar al-tz tumas oichlim, until you think about oichl, but mutter b'achil, it's mutter to eat. So it's like Rav Yaakov, it's not like Rav Yaakov. Rav Yaakov holds, like Rav Sheshis, they hold the same thing, that the only time it's mutter is only because a special pasuk with dvash dvarim, now be aser. But according to the first Gemara, the first Braisa that says that's also because Machnisa Sogufa Vematzah, so it comes out, Dvash Gizim Vitzirim is Mutter. And that's what this Braisa is going like. And the Gemara just talks about a Zaitika part of this Braisa. It says, Tahar, it says, that Dvash Gizvatsirim is tar until you think of it for food, we assume you're not going to eat it, and therefore it doesn't have Tumas Eichnam. Alma Baya Machshava. You need Machshava. And Taina Machshava, the Bryce like that also, Dvash Bekava Rasoi. Dvash, Kozman, it's in, this is Dvash of a bee, Kozman stolen in its honeycombs, and Tama Tumas Eichnam, because that's for sure going to be eaten. Shloy Machshava, not Machshava. It's mashed by any other honey. It's not mutter until you think about it. It doesn't have Shem Eichnam until you think about it. So the Gemara Vital, some all things are asr or mutter, parts of the you find in the animal. Choli diach marusa, it's you found in a female deer. You found these little balls. You're not sure what it is, so it might be a beitze zachar of the zachar, beitzim of the zachar, which is from a treif animal. So savra rabbanu lemeimar beininu vaasurim. You're not allowed to eat it. It comes from the other type of yachmor. Yachmor is not a kosher animal, and it comes from there's like a fallow deer type of deer, and it's part of that deer, and it's beitzim for that deer, and it's also Rav Safra. No, that's not what it is. It's really zara da al yahu. It's really the zera of a ram. The ozabas al yus. It was going after the female ram, and va'ayde rach matzar. The female ram's rechem is very narrow. Limizdako doesn't want to mate with the male ram, and therefore the male ram mistakes this yachmor as its mate. And there's a lot of zera, and the zera turns the balls, and that's what these things you're finding, and therefore it's mutter. That's one gemara. Another gemara, Rav Huna. Or abar kenega panam shachamar. When the donkey has a baby donkey, you found a piece of skin covering its face. It's like a sack, but it's not mamish the sack. So is that mutter or not? The loch is mutter, even though it's part of a donkey. You're allowed to eat that. My time, pirsha ba'almu. This is just like waste. It's not part of the animal, and therefore it's mutter to eat. It says in the Braisa, this is talking about Tumas Adam. Or abo kenega panav shel Adam, echai be'meis, it's tar. Even if he's alive or if he's dead, it's tar. It's no Tumas Meis in it. My love. Isn't it talking about Beinu Huchai, either the baby is alive, the Ima Chaya, Beinu Meis, the Ima Meis, both are dead. And you see from here that even a dead, even if it's dead, the R is not Metama. Why not? It must be. The R is called Pirsha. So, Atomar Loi, R is part of the mother. And this here, you read it. Loi, Beinu Mechai, the Ima Meisa, the Ima Chaya, if the girl is the Ima Chaya, if you're Rashi, Beinu Mechai, the Ima Chaya, Beinu Meis, either way, the mother's alive. Either way, the mother's alive. This is a mother's life either way, and therefore it's not matameh because it's part the mother's alive. But if the mother will be dead, if taka will be tummy mace, why would it be tummy mace? Why would it be tummy mace? Because it will be tummy mace because it's not called pierce of alma, it's called part of the mother. Even if the imam is mesa still, the loch is not matama. So you see again, it's pirsha v'alma. So he said, Tanya, if that's a brisa, that what should I do? It's a brisa. But, you know, I want a tanya, it's pirsha v'alma. So Rav Huna says, if you have a brisa, what should I do? I'm shlugged up. Okay, new Mishnah. Dog tamish abala dog tar. You have a non-kosher fish that swallowed a kosher fish, mutav achila. The fish is mutav achila. Why? Because it's a kosher fish. It's not a yotzei min hatami. We know the fish was finished. It was a complete fish before the dog swallowed it. So it's nothing. It's still a kosher fish. The tar is balad dog tummy. Also achila. Fish ain't gedula. The same reason. If you find a dog tummy in the tar, it's not called yotzei min hatar because it's a complete fish. And it didn't grow from the fish. And therefore, it is asatit. So the Gemara says in the Reish of the Mishnah that if you find a dog tar in a dog tummy stomach, the halacha is, it's mutati. Time the chazim the bala, only because you saw it swallowing it. Lo chazim the bala. Aminon, shoots the ashes to say, maybe came out of the fish. Maybe this dog tahar was created in the fish's stomach. It'll be awesome. Manolan, how do you know such a thing could be possible? Tanya, dog tummy mashritz. A dog tummy has babies. You know, it gives birth to babies. Dog tahar happens to be a dozen. Matal beitzim. It lays eggs. So what we're saying, a dog tummy produces babies. So if not that you saw it swallow the tar, you would say it's maybe a tummy, and it maybe came from the tummy, and it should be treif. Yach, if that's true, chazin the bala if you see it swallow, amir and haya kula. Maybe the one he swallowed disappeared, but he got disintegrated. But high it's and this one you're seeing was created from the mother, and it should be awesome. It should be yotzei min hatamei. So we're going to say a few truths from today. You found the opened up the fissure. You found it in the rectum. There, it only could be swallowed because if it was being born from the mother, it would be in the rechum, be in the uterus. That's one shot. A papok is much darker ways to believe. They found it in the mouth. Obviously, if it was being created, they wouldn't be found in the mouth. Rav Nachman Kamosh Matzah Shalom, you found it very complete. It looked like it was alive for a few years already. It was an older fish, so it couldn't be created in the stomach. And the fourth and last teretz, Rashi Omar, a whole new teretz. You didn't have to see it swallow. Roiv dogim minim ashritzim. Most dogim have its own min as a baby. And here you see a dog tar, you could assume it swallowed it. Ukamisha balaf ne'er dami. And if it's like it swallowed it, you always could assume, define a kosher fish or non-kosher fish is kosher, because you could assume it was swallowed by the non-kosher fish. So we got the two bats on the bottom of Zion on Be.